Coming up on AMC, the network, this Sunday night, it's the season debut of The Walking Dead.
I can't wait. I've been waiting so long for it to come back.
I know. It's like we had Fear the Walking Dead to kind of take us through the hump, the other spinoff of it. And she plays Sasha on The Walking Dead, and we're so excited to have Sonequa Martin-Green on the Stevens Jewelers of West Springfield hotline. Good morning, Sonequa.
Good morning. Hello.
I tell you, we feel like old friends because we saw you at Walker Stalker Con in Boston a few weeks ago.
Yes, and old friends we are.
And you retweeted our selfie together, and like you made my week. I was so happy.
Well, thank you for that.
It's so great to have you on the phone with us today. And also, we'd just love to say that we are so happy you're still on the show, that your character is not deceased. That's always a bonus, right?
Yeah, hey. But you're to fight another day, I tell you.
Your character's kind of going to a weird, dark place right now. I mean, when we saw Sasha lay down in a pile of zombies, what was that all about?
Oh, man, that was the bottom. For me as Sasha, because it was, you know, there was so much guilt and condemnation that I was holding on to that was suffocating me, because here I am in this wonderful place, this home, this sustainable environment, and my brother and my boyfriend are not here. And they were men that stood for this kind of thing, that hoped for this kind of thing. I never did, and yet I'm the one that made it. So you've got the survivor's remorse thing. So that was just me embracing death, which is what I felt like I deserved.
Now, if for some reason this zombie apocalypse, or I should say when, happens in real life, what would be your number one survivor's instinct? Like, what do you think is the number one piece of advice to survive this?
Okay, the number one piece of advice, this is what I would do. I would grab the person to my left and the person to my right, and I would not let go. This is a battle of numbers. That's what I tell people. And I always say, one of my favorite movies, 300, I'm such a dork, but yes, one of my favorite movies. The way they fought, they said, you know, each soldier protects the soldier next to him from head to knee.
Yeah,
that's the concept. That's the principle.
All right, so safety in numbers. Now, Sonequa, you're also a mom. You have a beautiful child at home. What do you think is harder, raising a baby or fighting zombies?
Oh gosh, well, you know I gotta say raising a baby. I mean, that's the most amazing thing in the world. But, you know, I love being a part of the show, because it's such an amazing story to tell. You know, it's a psychological, you know, drama. It's a social experiment. There's so many wonderful prevailing messages that you can pass on to your children, you know.
I love what you say about that, because when people say, oh, I can't watch The Walking Dead, it's all about zombies. And I try to tell them it's really about survival, and it's more of like the interaction of the what's left of humans, you know.
Exactly. The zombies are just a backdrop. It could be anything. You know what I mean? It's not about the zombies. It's about the people.
Well,
sure, I tell people that as well.
Well, Sonequa, I just hope you find a boat soon. I really do.
No.
Get on that thing. Get away. You know, get a little R&R on the show. You know, take a vacation.
R&R.
You know, there's got to be some. There's got to be some resort still open in the show.
Yeah, sure. Somewhere. I mean, I got to find a lawn chair and sit in the sun or something.
I mean, they're all you can eat buffet. Well, we shouldn't say all you can eat buffet. But
it's a human buffet.
Hey, I just got a quick question. In the scenes where you're shooting guns, are you really shooting like blanks, or are you just pretending and nothing's coming out?
Oh, no. That's a real M5, and we shoot blanks.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you get the kickback and everything for real.
Yeah, you do.
Have you seen her biceps?
I love that gun.
You know she's doing that for real. She's got biceps there.
In the movies, they're like, pew, pew, pew. I shoot you.
No,
well, Sonequa, thank you so much for talking with us. It was great meeting you at Walker Stalker Con. And I know with that new baby, you lit up the second we mentioned him. And we appreciate you being on the show with us.
Oh, thank you so much. It was so nice to talk to you guys. Yay, we're friends.